Sunday Showcase, highlighting some of the best audio storytelling found anywhere. All right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Hello and welcome to Bells in the Battery. I'm your genial host.
Mr. Bell, have you started your podcast yet?
Yes, that's why I said I'm your genial host.
Excellent. Well, your first guest is here.
I have guests?
Well, you have one.
Please say it's not you.
Okay, it's not you. But it is a potential sponsor for the show, Mr. Bell.
Alrighty then.
If you make a good impression on him, Mr. Bell, this could bring us in big bucks.
And how should I do that?
Well, he's a little annoying.
Brad.
He's not very bright.
Brad.
And he's standing right behind me, isn't he? Then I'll stop talking about Arnie Kunchpart and start talking about our potential client, the wonderful, delightful, intelligent Mr. Martin.
Hello there.
Welcome, Mr. Martin, to the Bat Free.
Thank you.
I'll leave you two to discuss his amazing product later.
Yeah, later.
We're discussing this later? I thought we were going to discuss it now.
No, we are going to discuss it now. I was just saying later, as in later, alligator.
Is there an alligator in here?
No, there are no alligators anywhere near here.
But how about later?
We are not expecting any alligators at any time.
Okay, you see, an alligator bit my foot off.
Really? Which one?
I don't know. All alligators look alike to me.
I meant which foot?
One of mine. I thought I made that clear.
Yes. Well, look, let's get back to you.
Why? Why? Am I not here? Where do you need to get back to?
Let's talk about whatever it is you're here to talk about.
Not alligators.
No, not alligators.
Or feet.
Right.
Especially mine.
Uh-huh.
Or the remaining one thereof.
What is it you do want to talk about?
My amazing new product, which is currently on the market.
All right, well, let's talk.
Okay, that's not right. It's actually in the market.
Yeah, that would.
If we're on the market, you'd have to climb on the roof.
Yes, okay, let's talk about your product that's in the markets.
It's Mr. Martin's Miracle Muffins.
So you make muffins?
Actually, I make Mr. Martin's Miracle Muffins.
Okay, well, that narrows it down.
And Mr. Martin's Miracle Muffins are magnificent.
Well, I can't wait to try one. Do you have one with you?
No.
So I can't try one?
You can try one. I just need to whip one out real quick.
You're going to make one?
Yes.
Here?
Here.
In the studio?
You have a kitchen?
No.
Then in the studio.
Okay, so do you need an oven or anything?
No, I don't need an oven. I have an oven.
You brought an oven with you?
No, it's at home.
At home?
In my kitchen.
Makes sense.
I don't have a studio.
That also makes sense.
But it was nice of you to ask.
Well, do you need an oven?
Everybody needs an oven.
How are you going to make the muffins without an oven?
I don't need an oven to make the muffins.
You said you needed an oven.
I need an oven to make dinner. I don't need an oven to make my muffins.
So you can make a muffin right here, right now, without an oven.
That's what I've been saying.
All right. What do you need?
A vacation, really, but I'm stuck here with you.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
All I need is this bowl and my Mr. Martin's Miracle Muffin Mix.
That's all you need.
And the mixing spoon.
Which I assume you have.
No, I don't have a mixing spoon.
Do you need us to find you a mixing spoon?
Well, if you want to.
I don't know if we have.
But I got this cool spatula that'll work just as well.
Why don't you just use your spatula then?
Well, that was the plan until you started interrupting me.
Yes, fine. We should get started now.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
Well, you said we should get started, so go ahead.
I don't know how to do this.
Well, it's real easy.
Then show me how easy it is.
Okay. First, you open this box.
All right, I'll open the box. Let me just pull this off.
No.
What?
You're doing it wrong. You gotta use the easy open tab on the top.
Easy open tab. All right, let's see. Here it is. To open, lift with thumb and pull across.
Get out there, get it.
It won't lift. No, my thumb can't get on it.
You can do it. Got a screwdriver?
Screwdriver.
Yeah, the easy open top is a lot easier with a screwdriver.
Let me look in my toolkit. Here's a screwdriver.
That's a Phillips head. Do you have a flat head?
Yeah, but when I wear a hat, nobody notices. Yes, I do have a flathead screwdriver. Here.
Well, I don't want it. I just want to make sure you have one. Everybody should have both kinds of screwdrivers.
Fine, fine. Here's a regular screwdriver. What do I do now?
Yeah, you stick it under the tab and pull across.
All right, here goes. Powder's flying all over the place.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't use a screwdriver.
Yeah, silly me. Gotta admit, smells wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I like to stay clean.
The muffin mix smells delightful.
Yeah, that too. Okay, put everything in the bowl.
All right. There, the mix is in the bowl.
Well, keep going.
With what? I don't see anything else here. Do we need water or milk?
Well, are you thirsty?
To make the muffins. I don't see anything else to put into the bowl.
The box.
The box?
Put the box in the bowl with the mix.
The cardboard box.
It's not cardboard. It's made out of instant water.
Instant water.
Yeah, just add powder.
Add powder.
And the powder is the mix.
Okay, I'll put the box in and... Oh my gosh, the box is turning into water.
Now mix the mixture, mister.
With the spatula.
You don't have a mixing spoon?
We covered that already. All right, I'm mixing it with the spatula here and... Oh my, it's starting to firm up already. It's taking the shape of a muffin in the bowl.
That's why they're called miracle muffins, bub. Go on and pick it up.
All right, I'll... Ooh, it's warm. And it's kind of sparkling, and that aroma.
You gotta eat it fast, because it goes bad in 30 seconds.
Goes bad in 30 seconds?
Are you gonna waste time being my echo or eat my muffin?
No, no, no. I've got to taste this. I'm gonna try it right now.
Attention, everybody. This is a red alert. A code alpha. DEFCON 1. Ooh, this is important. Mr. Bell, report to the employees' lounge immediately.
As I was saying, I'm going to try this right now.
Wait a minute. What about this big emergency?
It can wait. I got to try this.
No, it's an emergency.
Let go of my arm.
Oh, it's too late.
What happened?
30 seconds passed, so the muffin turned into a glob of blop.
Ew.
It's rock solid now, totally inedible and indestructible.
Wow, sure is.
Now go find out what the emergency is all about.
All right. I'll run down the hall here to the employees' lounge. Computer.
Working.
Please turn off audio alert.
Do what now?
Kill the sound effects.
Affirmative.
Arnie, I'm here. What's the emergency?
What happened to the red alert code Alpha DEFCON 1 audio alert?
You mean the sound effect?
Uh-huh.
I turned it off.
Why?
It was getting annoying.
It's supposed to be annoying, Mr. Bell. It's an emergency noise thing, alert thing.
Just tell me what the emergency is.
According to the Mutual Audio Network handbook for this building, all emergency alerts will not be tampered with under...
What's the big emergency?
Okay, you want chaos? We got chaos.
Arnie?
It's the shower, Mr. Bell.
We have a shower? In the employee lounge?
Don't you remember a few months ago, Mr. Bell, when Brad organized a pickleball team and they played out in the parking lot every day at lunchtime and he came back in?
Ooh, I remember, yes. It was a very good investment. What about the shower?
Listen, Mr. Bell. Listen very carefully.
All I hear is something dripping.
It's the shower, Mr. Bell. The shower is dripping.
This is your big emergency?
Mr. Bell, my laboratory is right across the hall, and I have to concentrate on my experiments. If I am distracted, who knows what might happen?
Have you tried turning the spigot as far as it'll go?
Oh, no, Mr. Bell. Turning the spigot completely off? Who would have thought of that? No, I never would have thought of that. Yes, of course I did that, Mr. Bell.
All right. I can tell right now that you're agitated, and we don't want you agitated when you're doing all sorts of dangerous science stuff.
And I do a lot of that.
So, call a plumber.
According to the Mutual Audio Network handbook for this building, Mr. Bell, I have to have authorization from somebody of high authority.
Well, I'm in charge of the Bat-Free, so that's high authority.
No, that's not high enough.
Well, how about Jack Ward? He's the head honcho up in the penthouse suite up there.
I don't know how sweet the penthouse is, Mr. Bell, but it has to be somebody with more authority than him, according to the handbook.
Who has more authority than Jack Ward?
I hear you have a problem in here.
Hugo, the janitor?
Yes, I am.
And yes, he is.
Yes, I is.
And he has more authority than anybody?
It's in the handbook.
I is in the handbook.
All right. Hugo, call me a plumber.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
We're not going to do that cheap joke, are we?
Hugo, this entire show is built on cheap jokes.
All right, give me the setup again and I'll do it.
Mr. Bell, tell him what you need.
All right. Hugo, could you call a professional and have them come and fix this?
Okay, you're a plumber.
That's not very funny.
You messed up the straight line, Mr. Bell.
Why is Mr. Bell a plumber?
Never mind. I need a plumber here, and I need it pronto. Hello, I'm Pronto the plumber. Well, of course you are. I'm Pronto Selper. So you're the plumber Selper.
That's what people call me. Shall we plunge right in?
Yes, let's do that.
What's the problem?
This shower has a drip in it.
Well, tell him to get out so I can see what the problem is.
Brad, do you mind?
All right, I'll wait outside.
Okay, let's see here. Well, there's your problem. It's dripping.
Yes, it's dripping.
That'll be $75.
$75 for what?
For a consultation and diagnosis of the problem.
I knew what the problem was.
You thought you knew, but you're not a professional. I'm a professional, so I diagnosed it accurately.
All right. Can you fix it?
Sure. I'm the plumber Selper.
Fine. Go right ahead.
Okay, first I need to call my office and tell them that I am here fixing it.
Fine.
Let me get my phone out here and... Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum,
da-dum. First you remove the handle using a screwdriver.
Hey.
Then you remove the stem using a wrench that you...
Hey.
What?
Are you watching a YouTube video?
No. I know how to do this.
Just fix the drip, please.
The first thing I do is remove the handle.
That's not the first thing.
Yes, it is. I take the screwdriver and pull it off like this.
You're missing a step.
No, I'm not. Now I take this wrench and I take out the stem thusly.
The first thing you do...
It's coming off nicely and... Whoa!
Just turn off the water coming into the building.
Turn off the water!
I said, Arnie, I have to turn off the water. And there we go.
And here's the stem that was in there. Wow, this is an old stem. They made these back in the 50s. And anything from the 50s is...
Careful what you say next, bub.
...is a very high quality. But I don't have anything like this to replace it with.
So what should I do?
You need to go down to the hardware store and find a replacement.
I need to do that.
I'm glad you agree.
Is this the hardware store?
You're looking for the hardware store?
Yes, I'm looking for the hardware store.
This isn't just the hardware store.
It isn't just the hardware store?
Nope, not just the hardware store.
What is it?
This is...
The hardware store!
I need to replace a faucet stem.
Then you need a plumber.
I have a plumber. He told me to get a new faucet stem.
He's not much of a plumber.
Tell me about it. Here's the stem.
Wow, this thing's from the 50s.
Yeah, and?
I'm from the 40s, so it's pretty cool.
So do you have this kind of faucet stem?
What do you think? After all, this is...
The hardware store!
Let me look in our catalog.
Fine, look in your catalog.
That's strange. It's not in the catalog.
It's not in the catalog?
What can I say? It's not in the catalog.
Yet, you still call this...
The Hardware Store!
Wait. I found it.
So it is in your catalog?
No, I found it on Amazon.
Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon. For every $50 purchase, you get some free bacon.
Well, how much is the stem?
$49.95.
Missed it by that much. How long will it take that stem to arrive?
Do you have Amazon Prime?
No, but I have Amazon Choice.
Then it's going to take a little longer.
How much longer?
Wait for it.
I'm from Amazon. Here's your package.
What kept you?
I had a flat tire.
Uh-huh.
Had to order one from Amazon.
Flimsy excuse.
Gotta go.
That'll be $49.95.
Wait, I ordered this from Amazon.
Delivery fee.
What do you mean delivery fee?
Who has your stem?
You have it.
Here's your stem.
Thank you.
It's been delivered. $49.95 delivery fee.
All right, here's your money. And I'm out of here.
Have a nice day. And thank you for dropping into...
Here's the stem. You can install it.
Okie dokie. Hand me that wrench.
Did someone say...
Wrench, Brad, with an R.
So it's a pirate winch?
Go back to what you were doing, Brad.
Yeesh, what a grunch.
All right, here's your winch. Wrench.
Okay. Boy, this stem is complicated. There's some assembly required.
Can you put it together?
Oh, absolutely. I can put this together. No problem. Put this here. No problem at all. Going together. Let's see.
Can you put it together correctly?
Yeah. See, there it is. It's together correctly-ish.
How's that?
Now we just screw it back in where it belongs here. Tighten it with the wrench. And voila, we're done.
Voila.
How's that?
Voila. Voila.
You must be from Washington.
No, I...
Anyway, this repair is completed.
I'll call Arnie and have him turn the water back on.
While he's doing that, I'll make out my bill.
Yes. Why don't you do that?
Okay, let's see. $75 for consultation and diagnosis.
Yeah.
$150 for 1 hour of labor.
1 hour, you...
Or any part thereof.
Okay.
And $70 for parts.
Parts? Parts! There was only one part, and I bought it!
Well, how much did you pay for the part?
$49.95.
And we charged $70 for a part. Take the $70 you owe us, take away the $49.95 you paid, and you're saving $20 and a nickel.
What? Wait, but I already... But you didn't... And the... What? If you subtract... What?
Sounds fair to me, Mr. Bell.
Keep out of this, Brad.
Arnie's turning on the water.
All right, here's the moment of truth.
Going great. No dripping yet.
It's dripping.
Really? I don't hear anything.
It's dripping.
You know, it may be dripping. I have a suggestion.
A different plumber?
Oh, heavens no. How about if I attach a valve to the pipe that leads to the spigot so you can turn it off and keep it from dripping?
Can you do that right now?
Sure. 10 minutes tops.
All right, that'll have to do until I figure something else out.
That should've worked.
All right, plumber's helper, get out of here.
Oh, okay. Okie doke. But first, here's your bill.
You already gave me a bill.
Well, that was for the earlier job, which I finished.
What?
Then we started this new job to put the new valve in.
No, you...
1 hour's labor, $150.
But it only took you 10 minutes.
Or any part thereof. Parts, $70.
For that cheap plastic valve?
And then there's overtime, which...
That's it! Get out! Out!
Okay, thanks for calling Plumber Silver.
Mr. Bell, this thing is leaking like crazy. There's no way to plug it up.
If only there was some way we could instantly. I've got it. Mr. Martin.
Where have you been? I've been sitting here for hours.
I need a muffin right now.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Here's a bowl. Put in the powder.
Hold on, hold on. Let me get this box open here.
Hurry. Dump it in.
All right, it's in.
Put in the box.
Okay, here goes the instant water box.
It's working. It's mixing. Count backwards from 30 and follow me.
Okay. 30, 29, 28, 27, 3, 2, 1.
Now, I shove the muffin into the pipe. It worked. The muffin sealed the water in the pipe.
Right, the perfectly good muffin there.
You've been listening to Bells in the Battery, episode 330, copyright 2024.
Hey, what's that delicious smell?
What are my muffins?
Where?
On the pipe.
Huh, I've heard of food on a stick, but never on a pipe. I gotta take a bite.
I wouldn't advise.
Ow, that's the hardest substance I've ever bitten down on. Ow.
By John Bell Creative.
But it's delicious.
LLC.
Oh, that's wonderful!